Ikutei Manan Tainikuf Nuntes, Rabbeinu says, Dai Shinar Sheyesh Emtsoi, that there is a middle agent, Vehi Hashchina. This is the Shechina itself, Shehi Emtsoi, Bein Bnei Adam Aveshin, is Bona Kaviyacha. The Shechina is the middle agent that acts between people and between Hashem Kaviyacha. The other one, it is known, Shehesh Chiluk Bein Limut HaTayah, so there's a difference in the learning of Tayah, Shalaiko Adam the Adam Layan Bechina Achach, not any person learns in the same Bechina. A person who's there to learn for the Shechina, meaning Shechina, that is Limud. The learning goes up to the Shechina. Azai Hashchina Mikabelas Halimud Hatayda Umal Hashem Yisbora. And the Shechina receives this Limud Hatayda and brings it to Hashem. And then Shafa Mizai Shafa. From the fact that it brings it to Hashem, from this, in return, it is drawn Shafa that is brought down. There are two kinds of shefa that are caused by this learning. One is shefa ruchnis that goes upwards, and the other is shefa gashmis that comes down. Give you a taita, yesh eish and mayim, and the taita is a combination of eish and mayim, fire that goes up and mayim that comes down. When the shechina, which is the emtsoi, the kapelas ha-taita receives the taita, as I oile koyach or eish tamala, and the koyach, the power of eish and the taita goes upwards. And then shach mi menu shefa lamala. And there is drawn from this limud of Taita, from this age, there is drawn shefa for those above, shefa for heaven. L'chol ha'ilomais, l'chol ha'malachim musafim. There is shefa for the ilomais al-yaynim, and the malachim musafim. And that was shefa ruchnis, this is meant by the shefa ruchnis, that's the age. Koyach ha'mayim, the second koyach in the Taita, and koyach ha'mayim, na'asem izeh, shefa gashmias, and this is created shefa gashmias, the yedid l'zeh ha'ilom, this comes down to the world. This is the bechina of Yemin Usmel. Haynu Eidach Yomim B'Yemino V'Smel O'Eshe V'Chomay. This is by the Torah that there is Eidachas Yomim B'Yemin in the right. The left there is Eishe and Kobe. These are the two shefas. Eidach Yomim Hu Li'Olam Shekhu Li'Orach. Eidach Yomim means not just long life, but means to the world that is eternally long. Mishon Razan, the laws of the Kedushin. Eidach Yomim means for Gan Eden, for heaven. Yubuchinat Shefa Nuchnias, and this Eidach Yamim, the Yamin, is the Shefa Nuchnias in the Taylor. Shubuchinat Yamin, this is the Bechina of Yamin in the Taylor, Shadayas HaShefa, in the Eilam Shekulei Orach. This Shefa is for the heavenly world, which is Kulei Orach. Shem Eilam Esel Yenim, this is the heavenly worlds. The Eishevet Kovid, Shemayla, Shu Shefa Gashmias, this is the Shefa Gashmias, and Bechina Smayla, that's the left. These are the two shefas which are found through the limit of Taita, which is given to the Shechina. The Shechina is Mala, the first shefa Mala, and it brings down the Mayim, the second shefa Lamata. Ach like kol adam zecher lezeh, not every person zecher to the Shechina, limuda ela leHashchina. That is limit she got to the Shechina. Ki lezeh tzara Shechina adam yoker. This yet the person is a very high in Madrega. The Shechina limuda not leHashchina. And this limit bit should be for the sake of the Shechina. Finally, upma Shechinta me afra. Be able to take the Shechina out of Golos. Who knows if this person is fit for the type of learning that should be for the sake of the Shechina. When it is not caught to the Shechina, but it doesn't reach the Shechina, and it's impossible for the Taita to reach this original place above because the Shechina doesn't bring it up. The Teva is the nature to raise itself, to elevate itself, to go up. In the midst, there comes the night, which means the time
when the mazikim are shalit, they rule, and the klipos are shalit, the azai yitzim kol gadina ni musim. The Zayin HaKadosh says that these gadina ni musim means the chayolis, the heavenly chayolis, which are shalit over all dinim, which they rule, and dan, they judge those who are ivik, only dinim and the musim, the das, the religion. And the later Zayin HaKadosh, gadina ni musim come out to bring punishment. They makim oleha, they beat down on these words of Taylor that come up, for they fell as the mata. These words fall back down. And they become spread, they scatter out below to all people in the world. Everyone in the world
derives its life from the air. They draw on the air to breathe it. They all breathe in this Torah that was scattered below in the air. Either while they're awake or during their sleep. According to the type of person that he is, to whom this Torah reaches, that's what happens to him. Or other a great person, or tzaddik. When they received these words of Torah, they became scattered below. From these words, there becomes created in him tal Torah, the dew of Torah. This tal is life-giving dew. And he receives from this a new hisaitis, he is aroused anew with a desire for Torah. That currently my delegates of the Kabbalah, all according to the delegate of the person that receives this Torah. The class nas and may Allah tell his chidushin ben Isa. By some people, this from these words of Torah, it becomes chidushin Torah. I mean, they have chidushin of the Torah itself. Kikish of the Kabbalah, mikama Torah shatam ben Adam, nas and it's like chidushin chadashim, because when he receives many people, their words of Torah that were scattered, so then these become new combinations, chidushin, and he makes them chidushin Torah. Yuchal Hasig Hasagas, but there's a tradition of Isaac. Mythic means Masig, new Hasagas, and a tradition of Taylor. Like Tanem, Mishael, Yachel, the Hasig, the Chadish. Tanem, people who are small, haven't got the Maya, the Masig, to be the Chadish, to be Taylor. Like, yeah, well, Hemming Zeis, Eidus, Chodesh, the Cheshik, Nimrath, the Taylor. So, for them at least, they receive a new Hasagas, and a strong desire for the learning of Taylor. Gam came Bechina as Chidushin, which is also Bechina as Chidushin. It's renewed. Then there is renewed this strong desire and the awakening within them to learn. This is only when the Divine Torah reached the people who are kosher and who are fit. But when these words are said to reach people who are not kosher, as I nasa have presented them, this the opposite comes out from this. These Torahs become the state of tal Torah. There's instead the word tau turned the other way around and becomes lamites malachis, 39 malachis. Shemagia loy adet abad. Instead, that reaches to him cheshik nimros v'hisadrus chodesh v'yigias v'tirchus v'yavedus elamazet. He gets a new arousing, a new desire to struggle, to work, and to in the avedus, the locha of this world. Shehu ha'epef mamish mital teda, which is exactly the opposite of tau teda, do of teda. And lamites malachis. 39 acts of work. Shemachinas b'zeyas apecha techa lechem. By the sweat of your brow, you should eat bread. It's a desire for manual labor. Zeu b'chinas yamin u'smerla sheyesh b'yatayde. Canal, this is the b'china of yamin u'smerla that's found in the Torah. And shemagi yili odin koshe nas b'zeyat tal teyde canal. That by these words of Torah reach an odin koshe, so in this there is form, the tal teyde. And b'chinas yamin, the yamin is tal teyde. It's turned left, or it's the opposite. Talas Geseda and Lamites is like Geseda. That means smile. There's the opposite, this Lamites Malachas reaches it. The Bechina smile. Keep believing with that Taylor, the Ola Lehashvina, Nasa Mehayimin, who smile, the Eish Mayim, Shevaduchnis, and Shevagashvinis. Because in the limit of Taylor, which does reach the Shechina, so from this Yemin, a smile, Eish Mayim, there is created Shefaduchnis and Shevagashvinis. But the Bezeh Halim, which any of the Shechina canal, and Espazi, the Avi canal, but from this name, which cannot reach the Shechina, instead it's scattered in the air, Nasa Mehayimin, Smil, Mehayashmi, Mayim, Tal, Eilamites, Malachis. This right and left, Minas Militata, there is formed either Tal, do for the Kshedim, or Lamites Malachis, the desire for working by the sweat of that brow, by those who are not kosher. The Mehusa Mekabim canal, according to the quality of those who receive the Tata. This thing is, can be seen in Gashmias, actually. When a person learns, Yitzim Havolim the Indian Mipid. A person learns, you can see that there is air and vapors come from his mouth. Even if at times he doesn't leave out any words from his mouth, I'll call it Meshosh Yeshiv Ala Sefer, the Ayin, the time when he sits on the Sefer and he looks into it, he studies it, Yitzim Havolim the Indian Mipid. So air and vapor comes out from this person. Yesh behem chamimus v'lachas kiyadu v'teva. In this vapor there is dampness and heat, as is known by nature. And these vapors that come out in bechinas eishemayim, in the category of fire and water, when they cannot go up to the place that they are supposed to, the shechina, the azay balayla makya aleihem and out at night, for these kadina nimusim beat down upon them. How many kadina nimusim? Shiyotzim balayla canal. These ruchos shalmalo, the mazikim, the ruchos shalmalo come down and come out at night. When they are shredded and they beat down on these words of Torah, and the spasm be ave, they are scattered in the air. When the other shave them be ave, and the people draw from this air. As I show you, kolachem mikrachas atayda sailor the spasm be ave. Each one draws from the mikrachas atayda scattered in the air. Chayim be emes tal be gashmius yesh began keshne mikrachas. We find too that tal do be gashmius also has two powers. Tayin vora, good and bad. The chomis ulahachias to either kill or to give life. This is also, this tal, the Gashmi Tikka tal, is also created from the vapors that rise up from the ground. At night, the Gashmi is also there as a coldness of air from above. This cold air from above beats down on these vapors that come up, and these vapors fall down below. And these vapors, there is form, this dew that we have in the morning. This dew is the life of all things that grow, vegetation. This dew that comes in the morning, and vegetation gives life to them. And animals that eat from these fruits, these vegetables, this vegetation that has dew on it, they become fattened, they become healthy from this. There are kinds of living beings, but to them the dew is very harmful. Also, human beings who eat this dew, it hurts them, it harms them. There's a plague or different types of diseases or sicknesses that come because of this eating of this dew by human beings. So we see that dew begashmius, there are two powers in the dew, one that gives death and one that gives life. So too from these tetis that are learned and they rise up and they're beaten back down, they are in the same category of tal. So this too is formed tal. Then the tal is tal teta, and so we see that by teta there's the same two categories as are found in the tal of gashmi. Rosenthal says, Achar she'oma teda hazais, after Rabbeinu Zal said this teda, Ono vi oma Rabbeinu Zal said, Avolei mutsosi mikra oi eze mamir Rabbeinu Zal, I did not find a pasuk or any mamir the Gemara, lince by Devodam Abel, to find these words in the words of the Chumash, in Tanakh, or in the Gemara. I couldn't find any mamir to apply this teda to. Beinazal said, "Efshe yuntso echad shiuchal mitzay devarim evil be'ezem mikdai mamirazal." Perhaps in the future, there will come a person, will be found a person who will be able to find these words in some pasuk or in some gemara. Perhaps in the future, there will be a person like that who could apply these words to the pasuk and the gemara. So far, I couldn't do it. His kiddush that Beinazal mentioned then, Mashamad Rabbi Yeshua, the gemara says in Saita that the Yechlin ben Zakkai said. There'll come a generation when they'll want to say that kika sheni cannot be metame kika shlishi. If there's a kika, which is a sheni mutuma, a loaf of bread, which is a sheni mutuma, receive the tuma the second time down, the second madrega of tuma, if this kika, this loaf of bread touches another kika, it will not make that other kika a shlishi mutuma. Why? Because I haven't got a pasuk to show. I know that the kika and sheni must make the shlishi a tome also, but I haven't got a pasuk to show. So Yeshua said, "Hashem Rabbi Yeshua, mi gale ofer mi enech Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, who will take away the earth from your eyes, Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, because the earth is a stalkus. You should be able to see. Shvi'isai, when you said, osid doirechos, will come a generation that will want to be metahe the kika shlishi." Become a generation where they will say that kika shlishi is toher because there's no pasuk in the Torah. Because there's no pasuk in the Torah to make it tomei. Everything in the Kli Cheres Yitma, the Mechivas doesn't say Chalash HaBasechai Tomei. The Kli Cheres is a Rishon L'Tumah. Because the Kli Cheres was touched by the Sheretz. The Sheretz is an Avat Tumah. The Kli Cheres was the first one to receive the Tumah. The Kikar in the Kli Cheres, the Kli Cheres becomes the Sheni L'Tumah. It's second to the Kli Cheres. So the Kikar is the Sheni L'Tumah. And it doesn't say Chalash HaBasechai Tomei. That the whatever is in the Kli Cheres, the Kikar, the Sheni L'Tumah, is Tomei. It says Yitma. Yitma means Yitamei. It can be with Tamei, another one. That if this Sheni L'Tumah will touch another Kikar, Yitamei will make the other Kikar Tomei. So the Mekiva has found a Pasuk to show your din, that a Kikar Sheni can make a Shlishi. Kolosh HaBasecha Yitma, the Pasuk is tonight that the Sheni L'Tumah can make a Shlishi L'Tumah. So we see from here that the Yeshua said, the Yechon Zakai had a din, and he couldn't find the Pasuk in the time to bring proof to his din. But the Osir Lovai, the Yekiva, his Talmud, was the one who found the Pasuk in the time to show it. The Benin also said, too, present, I cannot find the Pasuk around the Chazal to show these words in that Pasuk around the Chazal. But perhaps at some future day, there will come a Talmud to bring out all these words that I said, and will find a Pasuk around the Chazal to prove these words. We'll find these words in the Pasuk of Chazal. In the Kutei Halachis, Chesha Mishpat, Tehachas Nekad, Mepi Halacha Gimel, Rav Nosselzal patches his whole Torah into the first capital of Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ish. And he doesn't mention this last paragraph of Rabbeinu Zal's words about the Efshiyim Tzatechot. Baruch Hashem.